Am I the Jerk? If you go to amithejerk1310@gmail.com, that's where you can email all your scenarios, anything that's happening that you've seen or you've been a part of. And if you want to know if you're the jerk in the situation, someone else is, you send us that to amithejerk1310@gmail.com. So let's get one in before we talk about the end of a dynasty. And that's Klay Thompson and, the Golden State Warriors. Yes, this is usually the Hardline Helpline. And do we have a sponsor there, Jay?
Velvet Taco and Milestone AC Electric Plumbing and more.
Thank you. All right. This is Am I the Jerk. Let's see who's the jerk in this situation. This is from KDA, P1KDA. So I believe I provide a community service helping to bring awareness to a certain issue. My wife thinks I'm a jerk for providing this service. I can't stand the person that leaves their grocery cart in the space right beside their car, even when the proper cart area is literally 5 feet away. I feel it is my civic duty to just walk over and say, here, let me take that cart an extra 5 feet since you obviously don't have the time. Also, one might say, here, I will get that since you obviously want someone else to be responsible for your cart. I have the extra 10 seconds it takes to walk it over. Am I the jerk? That's from KDA. Now, they are doing the responsible thing by taking the cart, but they have the asterisk with the commentary along with taking the cart. So can you have one with the other? Is he being a jerk?
Seems pretty aggressive to,
no.
Like when the person is still in the vicinity of the cart and they are there to be chastised, it's a little aggressive to
How
go
are they
over
gonna
and
learn?
Do it. No, I agree. And I
don't disagree. That's the thing.
I think this is something that we've discovered in this segment is sometimes warranted to be a jerk.
Yeah, now we're not saying it's a bad thing all the time to be a jerk. Sometimes you have to. But this one seems a little unnecessary.
It's the commentary that I think takes it over.
Oh, of course.
The very disrespectful and passive aggressive. Oh, I have a few extra. You seem so busy, sir.
You're taking a very nice deed by taking the cart and putting it in its proper place.
Mm-hmm.
By adding your jerk mayonnaise
flavor
and saying, hell, let me get that for you since you don't have 5 seconds to take it back.
What if you said,
they're right.
What if you were to say, oh, hey, I got that for you. I'm not sure if you saw, but the cart return's right there.
Yeah, that's being a jerk.
No.
While doing a good thing.
Because then if you just say, hey, let me get that for you. Oh, what a nice person. Instead of, like, sometimes you got to give people a little bit of embarrassment for them to realize, oh, my gosh, I should be doing this differently.
But they know they should be doing it. They just don't want to. Yes.
I suppose
every person that has a cart that takes it out to their car knows that there's a cart return to put the cart back exactly where it's supposed to be.
And do you know how they're never going to learn that they need to do that and it's not like an optional thing? Somebody coming up to them and being like, oh, since you're so busy and you can't be bothered to take your card over here, let me just do that.
Yeah, that's not going to help
the
situation.
That's not going to do it.
No.
That's
really
not going to
do
it.
Happen
but
is
what if you were killing them with kindness? Hey, let me get that for you. Maybe next time they'll say, you know what? Let me do that myself.
See, I also don't think that's going to work.
Tough love.
Yeah, I think some people are just doing it.
That'd be a better way of going about it.
Like, some people are doing it because they're lazy, bad people. Like, they're just not quality humans. And they don't care that it's some other person that's having to get this for them. Somebody that works for 725 when it's 99 degrees outside and has to roll those things all over the place. They don't care. It does not register for them.
Nothing beats me down more than going to a grocery store. You find the parking spot and you're about to turn in and there's a cart right there that's blocking the parking spot. That is,
especially if it's a choice spot.
I know.
Ugh.
And you just left a card right there.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that just don't know how to function in normal society with other people.
They're just being selfish.
Yeah,
they know how to function.
The whole thing.
They know exactly what it is. It's
selfish
just,
and oblivious.
Right.
They're
but again, they
world.
Know exactly where it's supposed to, you know, go and what's supposed to be done. They're just not going to do it.
And that's why they're defensive anytime. I'm sure you guys have seen the cart narc who does a very similar thing where he'll if somebody does that, he goes and puts their cart like behind their car and a bag full of magnets that say cart narc on them that he throws at their car. And it turns into some horrible interaction. It's a great bit, but he's going to get his ass kicked one day.
Yeah, it's not a bad way to do it, though. Just take the cart and put it right behind him and walk off. And be like, oh, I thought we were just putting carts wherever we want to now if they get mad at you about it.
I've seen one guy, like, he's sneaking behind the person and just keeps putting the cart back behind their car. And it happens at least 5 times before the lady finally, like, just shoves the cart down the whole aisle and is just
done
with it.
Take the cart back. It's just
right now,
you
just have to be careful. Because you'll just run into the wrong person and, you know, something bad can happen. Now, it probably won't.
No.
But still, it's just the fact that you are adding the extra commentary that I feel that KDA, while you're doing the service, I think he is being a jerk while doing the service. Again, maybe sometimes it's needed.
And we probably thank him for that service.
I do.
Because I like to park in good choice.
But I don't think it's going to affect the person the next time they go to the store to say, oh, you know what? KDA may be right there again. Let me go ahead and put my cart right where it's supposed to be.
Their head's always on a swivel in the
looking around, and he just shows up. What if you just did that for a living? You're a cart man.
You're cart narc.
Cart man.
And you make it into...
Cart narc is already taken.
Right. You're
cart man. I'm cart man.
It's not.
You wear a cape and you like run up when you see something like that happening.
You get a cease and desist from cart narc.
Like, little laser pointers attached to the side of your eyes, so when you look at them, it points lasers at their cart. But I have identified you.
You have the shoes with the wheels on them also. So you kind of move like a cart. Like you're cart man.
Like you're delivering somebody's food.
But they're kind of wobbly like the carts in the grocery store sometimes.
Every so often it'll catch and you fall over.
I mean, sometimes you have to play the part, right?
It's just that. Just take your damn cart back, people.
That's the number one thing that we can establish in this segment. But since that's not happening.
You know what they ought to do is start charging for you to get a cart. I guarantee you every single person would take it back.
I go to a place I go to a place that makes you use a quarter to get a cart.
Yeah, yeah,
you get it back at the end, but
yeah, just a quarter. But everybody would come back, and if you were to charge,
I thought
people
you didn't carry
money.
Cash.
I have one quarter that I keep on me.
Are
for
quarters
that
cash?
I don't like having multiple coins either, because then you get jingle leg while you're walking. That's terrible.
How much change are you having in your pocket?
I don't. I have one quarter because I don't like jingle leg.
You hear him coming? Who is it?
You
guys, old man Jingle.
It's old man Jingle Leg.
You guys have issues.
We're going to work out. Around the corner.
We're going to work out before 7 o'clock
Return
today.
Better
your
not
carts.
Give me a tissue. I won't use that paper.
You're going to be issueless.
Return your carts.
At 7 o'clock today. You, Travis.